Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and on Monday, January 21st, over at the National Western Stock Show, the Bill Pickett Rodeo will be happening during the MLK Jr. Rodeo of Champions. And right now, I am joined by Dr. Vern Howard. He is in the studio with me, as well as Maurice Wade. He's going to be a performer during the competition or during the rodeo as well. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, competition. Wait, already from the beginning. Who's going to say hello to me first? I'm loving it. Okay. Well, all right. So I decided I want to do a little something different for this interview. Okay. Because we've had people who have moved into the state who don't know anything about the National Western Stock Show. They don't know anything about the MLK Rodeo of Champions. So I am going to just go from that you're just talking to me as I'm somebody who knows nothing about the stock show, nothing about Bill Pickett, anything. So I'd like to maybe just start from there, a little bit about some history, and maybe just, can you just school some of our listeners who know, but then some who don't know about maybe Bill Pickett, the history of the rodeo, just some different things like that. Maybe Dr. Howard, could we start with you first?
Absolutely. Thank you again. The first of all, the National Western has been around 107 years, roughly, and it is one of the biggest stock shows in the country. You have cattlemen, in fact, I shouldn't say in the country, I should say in the world, because we have cattlemen who come here from around the world to purchase grand champion steers, heifers, as well as sheep, pigs, etc., horses and all. And they have paid in the uppers of $2 and $3 million for half of a bull. You can take that particular bull and put him out to stud, and most of his offspring will become champions as well, and that's why they're able to get such that dollar value. It's also the very first rodeo that takes place in any given year. Happens right here in Denver, Colorado. And the thing about Bill Pickett introduced bull wrestling, where he would actually take Russell Bull, bite his lip to get him on the ground, and then he would tie him up and rope him and things of that nature. Now, my friend Maurice here, I've never seen him bite one, but I've seen him get bit a couple of times.
Okay. So the bull's gotten you, but you haven't gotten.
Let me give a little bit more history. Bill Pickett Invitation Rodeo was born out of a gentleman by the name of Lou Vasson.
Absolutely.
And Lou Vasson used to produce concerts, jazz concerts here in the area. He and Barry Fay, and they used to have a program during the summer called Jazz on the Rocks. Okay, so Lou got the idea. He went to Cheyenne Frontier Days, and he never saw any black cowboys except for one, and that was Charlie Sampson.
Okay.
So he got the idea that he was going to create a rodeo that featured all black cowboys. And then he did the research with Paul Stewart from the Black American West Museum and found out that there was black cowboys around hundreds of years after the post-Civil War era, because most of the cowboys moved, south and west, and started working on cattle ranches. So, thus the term cowboy, because these were the boys out tending the cattle.
Okay.
So the Martin Luther King African American Heritage Rodeo of Champions is a rodeo of championship cowboys who have earned buckles and awards for competing with the Bill Pickett Invitation Rodeo. These are cowboys who qualified for the Bill Pickett Finals that we host in Washington, D.C. or Baltimore, Maryland annually. And it's been going on for over 35 years now. But we started the Martin Luther King African American Heritage Rodeo during the National Western Stock Show 100th year anniversary. And Lou Vasson and the directors of the National Western, they got together and they made this partnership to where they will since we have one of the largest Martin Luther King celebrations, if not the largest celebration in the country. They partnered and thus came out of that the Martin Luther King African American Rodeo of Champions.
Wow.
It was the Invitational Rodeo of Champions. In other words, when you come out, you see all world champions. Show her your belt buckle.
And
I didn't want to brag.
Okay, but no, this is the time to do it. This is the time. So let's see here. Okay. Oh wow.
Oh yeah. And so the point is that the cowboys and cowgirls, there's women as well as men, and there's children involved as well that are riding to entertain the masses. And Lou Vasson also came up with a saying, the greatest show on dirt. And I'll tell you what, when we started at the National Western's 100th year anniversary, what actually happened was our attendance that year was mediocre. Now, we are the number one rodeo presented at the National Western now.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you what, every year there's people who come out who have never been there before. Maurice and I both are two of the people who you can get group tickets from and through and so forth and so on. And we have people every year that just sit up and brag and go into tears and talk about how they've never seen this. The other thing, we do want to stay focused on Denver. However, the Bill Pickett Rodeo was also in Oakland, L.A., Atlanta, Memphis, D.C., and, you know, and it all starts right here in Denver at the beginning of the year. And it's always on Dr. Martin Luther King Day,
so
the third Monday of the year.
A kickoff, and then it here, and then it just starts to go nationwide then? Or
yeah,
how does that
basically.
Okay?
Well, let me clarify something. The National Western is the first rodeo of the season for all cowboys. Let me get a little background. Cowboys compete to go to what they call the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas every year. Mm-hmm. The National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas is like the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay, and it's based on money winnings. Okay? So as a result of that, a lot of the cowboys that rodeoed on the Bill Pickett service, that rodeo in that, they started with the Bill Pickett Invitation, the Black Cowboys, rather. They started with the Bill Pickett Invitation Rodeo. One example would be Fred Whitfield. Okay, Fred Whitfield was 8-time world champion calf roper, and he qualified for the National Finals Rodeo 8 times and won the world championship that many times. So when we say the first rodeo of the year, the National West is the kickoff of rodeo season for the next year, 2019. Okay, and it also the kickoff for the Bill Pickett Invitational Rodeo for 2019. And we travel the cities that Vern had talked about. We'll start off in Arizona, then we end up in Atlanta, California. We're probably going to be going to New Jersey this year.
Wow.
We've also rodeoed in Florida. It came a point one time where the Cowboys were so from coast to coast, unlike the other cowboys who do a circuit that's close to home, we were going from bounce from one end of the country to the other end of the country. So Lou had to do something, you know, because we rodeo on our money. Okay, we rodeo to win. We don't have sponsors giving us money. We have to rodeo on our own money to win a jackpot. So if you don't win, you go home with nothing.
So it's all or nothing, basically, when you
pretty
enter
much
these competitions.
Pretty much, and this is what people don't realize about cowboys. Where other professional athletes, you know, they got all these major sponsors just giving them money, and they got salaries. We don't have a salary. Our salary is what we win.
So it's basically, I think of like sales sometimes when you're just on commission.
That's correct.
Pretty much.
Pretty
That's
much
correct.
Like that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I know. That's an interesting piece of tidbit, right?
Well, real quickly, I just wanted to say, because the thing I was noticing, because you were showing me your belt buckle, I mean, you were a rookie back in 85, so this is like 30-something years.
Yes, ma'am.
Of, you know, so I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So of providing a living and everything else for yourself doing this.
Well, for the Bill Pickett Cowboy, and for most cowboys, they have jobs.
Okay,
they have jobs, too. Unless you're just winning consistently, you got to go to work. You got to pay your mortgage. You got to take care of your family. And in addition to that, you know, you're rodeoing to make a living also. So I didn't rodeo to make a living. I rodeoed because I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Okay, and I enjoy the people that surround rodeo because they're all loving people. Mm-hmm. And if you ever go to the Martin Luther King Rodeo at the National Western, you can feel all that love, and the Cowboys feel it. And they compete based on what they feel, the energy that they get from the crowd. And when our people see us competing, you can feel the pride in them, and it just carries on. And we just do extraordinary things to please the crowd, and it's just a joy for us to be a part of that. And then what a lot of people don't realize. And Vernon can probably speak on the Martin Luther King heritage here in Denver. Okay, how that all began, and because of the parade, this is how we came about with the rodeo. Because we had the largest Martin Luther King celebration in the country, and we felt that it was necessary, since we have such a large celebration, mm-hmm. that we have a rodeo, being that it was appropriate during this time of the year.
Okay.
And it just so happened that the Martin Luther King holiday fell in a time period where they had the National Western Stock Show.
I've seen a couple things, so I was looking. So some initials, if you guys can school me on some things here, but I do want to touch on the Invitational for a second. PRCA, IPRA, BPIR, NFR, and IFR. Okay, so
okay.
Yeah, I'm like, all these letters.
That.
Yeah, these letters, and how do they get into the Invitational, and how would I qualify for an Invitational?
Okay, hold on now.
I'm all over the place.
These are
here.
Different rodeo associations.
Okay, okay.
The PRCA stands for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Okay.
Okay, and these are the cowboys that will be competing in most of the competition at the National Western.
All right.
Okay, this is like the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's the NFL. Okay. Now, the BPRR is the Bill Pickens Invitational Rodeo.
Okay.
Okay, that's where the champion cowboys, where they pull the champion cowboys to compete in the Martin Luther King Rodeo.
So how does one qualify then? I'm out here and I've got... Trigger, I've got
qualification.
Silver. How do I get in?
Qualification based on money won.
Oh, okay. So
whoever
wins
the most money, they qualify
okay.
for the finals. So remember we talked about the National Finals Rodeo?
Mm-hmm.
The top 100 or so cowboys that made the most money in their events, they take the top 15 cowboys in each event, and they put them at the National Finals for the top money in the world.
Wow,
and we're talking millions of dollars, at the PRCA level.
Wow.
Okay, now during the Bill Pickens Invitational Rodeo, we have our finals in Washington D.C. Okay, again, same concept. We take the top 10 money winners in each event to compete in those events in Washington D.C. Okay, big crowds. Okay, top and our money's not as big as the PRCA,
okay.
But it's a pretty nice sum of money that these cowboys compete for in the finals. So that's the thing that drive them to compete is based on money win, and also you get the buckles and the bragging rights. So it's a lot. It's mostly the money, but it's the bragging rights also.
Okay. So are the Invitational that's here that's going to be happening, what is that Invitational? Is it just the MLK Invitational? Or
No, it's the Martin Luther King Rodeo of Champions.
Okay, Invitational.
And how they select the cowboys from that is every cowboy that has qualified for a finals rodeo mm-hmm. in Washington, D.C. or have won an honor, like a buckle or something like that, they get to compete in this rodeo. Every cowboy don't compete in this rodeo. You got to be a champion cowboy to compete in this rodeo.
No. Or cowgirl.
Or cowgirl. Okay,
or cowgirl.
I was going to say.
Because
I was, yeah, yeah, I know. How you forget
because
the ladies here. Yay!
And he wonders why he's looking for a wife.
No.
Cowgirls are hard to deal with. But, the cowgirls are... Man, let me
they
tell you,
are
they are
they're tough, okay.
Very competitive,
okay. Wow.
And very, very well versed in their competition.
And so they know how to handle themselves.
Handle themselves, and they can handle horses, and they can handle men.
Wow. Okay. So talk about getting roped.
Right. They can handle the lasso. They can handle barrels. They can handle, I mean, believe it or not, it would be great if we just had a rodeo of women because, wow. I mean, and the women are fierce.
I've never been to the stock. I personally have. Okay, but I've never been to the stock show. And then I come and I see this event. What am I going to be seeing? I mean, I've heard you say roping, wow. And you said something about barreling.
Oh, my goodness.
What should I expect?
Well, if you've ever seen any rodeo, then that's what you'll expect.
Okay.
I mean, everything from the bronc riding, from the bull riding, from the roping, from the mutton busting, you know, with little kids doing, you know, riding the sheep and things of that sort, which is always a very big draw. That's a super draw. You will also see barrel racing. Steer.
They call it steer and decorating.
So I'm thinking of bull steer. What are you talking about? Okay, steer decorating.
Let me get into the events a little bit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We have five major events. We have bareback riding, tie down calf roping. We have steer wrestling. That's the event that Bill Pickett invented. The only event in rodeo that they can trace back to its origin.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And this is where the cowboy runs up on a steer, dismounts his horse, and wrestles steer to the ground.
So if I do well in these categories, this is how I can get invited to go on to MLK or to Bill Pickett Invitational, different things like that.
Right. Based on your money winnings. Right. And mind you, think about this. A lot of people don't take this in consideration. We have cowboys that come from Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, all through Texas, however. You know, here in Colorado, Arkansas, that's right.
Mississippi.
And they come on their own dime. Let's make that clear. So not only do they have to load up their trucks, load up their horses, then they have to make reservations at a hotel. Or they bring their motor home or whatever the case may be. And then they have to then pay entry fee. And then once they pay that entry fee, now, they might have $5,000 on the line already before any event happens.
Even starts.
And then imagine a bareback rider getting on that horse. They open up the gate. They open up the chute, and he's thrown within a second. He doesn't even qualify, and he's out.
After all that, I mean, after all, everything you've invested. Yeah.
And understand that the cowboy's life is much like you would imagine. They have to have a good, strong, supportive wife, or they're single.
Family. Supportive family, seriously.
And a lot of our cowboys, their families, their wives and children alike, are part of the Invitational Rodeo as well.
It is a family affair, it seems like.
Yeah, it really is. And then in some situations, in some scenarios, you take a big money winner who maybe wins 2-3 years in a row, then maybe Wrangler or Dodge or someone may become a sponsor of theirs. However, after they've been proven, and they've made that money year after year after year. However, you take some of the other cowboys who have done well. Again, it's basically on their own dime. You know, I mean, everything from their tack to their ropes, their lassos, to their spur. The only thing that they win are those buckles and the money that goes with them. And the buckles, and let you know this, they are silver.
Yeah,
with gold inlay, 18-karat gold inlay. So so the buckle is worth, you know. It's, you know, in at Super Bowl, they get a ring, they get a buckle.
They get the buckle. With rodeo.
Well, I like to say we spend $50,000 to win a $500 buckle.
Wow. Hey, it's all about the, for women, it's all about our tiaras at the pageant. So there you go. So for you guys, it's the buckles.
Yes, it is.
Great. Well, gentlemen, I just want to say thank you so much. You will be part of the rodeo that's coming up, though, on Monday, January 21st, right? 6 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where will you be at, you know, as far as, like, will you be on middle or do you know where you'll be placed?
The Tynon Calf Roping event is usually after the bareback riding.
Okay.
Okay, that's the second event in the rodeo.
Okay.
And that's where we run a calf down the arena, rope him, step off our horse, run down the line. We call it flank. That's where you kind of throw him on the ground and tie three legs as fast as you can.
Wow. And you've already, because you have your buckle to prove it. So you've already won something. So, yeah.
He's a champion. He really is a champion.
Oh.
And he's a pretty good old guy, too.
Best of luck to you.
I shouldn't say old guy. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, because if there's a lady who's listening, yes, he's a great guy. So, yeah. Single ladies, listen up. Okay, if you want to meet a cowboy. Anything else? Any parting words?
Absolutely. It's important that we get seats in the seats because the sponsors, the National Western, they actually more so count empty seats than full ones. They want to know that they're getting their money's worth for being a sponsor of any event, rather it's a concert or a football game or the rodeo itself. So if you've never been, come out. We actually have a children's section.
Okay.
So if we have more children than adults in a particular party, we can give them a reasonable price ticket, which includes parking, which is only $15. Otherwise, the ticket is only $25. And, and you have a wonderful show. And we'd like for you to come out. If you've never been before, come out. And then let us know what you think of it.
So I have a question. Website, address, telephone number, ways that people can, take advantage of it.
Pick the tickets up at Correll Westernwear, located on East Colfax and Tower Road, and also at the National Western Stock Show. And also, you can pick them up at King Supers.
Okay, good.
But if you pick them up at King Supers, they need to know that you want the tickets for the Martin Luther King Rodeo on the 21st. 6 o'clock performance.
So be specific.
Right.
Be very specific. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we also have other ticket outlets. We have the Whittier Cafe at 1710 East 25th Avenue. Mm-hmm. We have the Winning Coffers at 6115 East Colfax, which is, just a little west of Monaco. We have Mailbox Express in Montbello. And also the website is mlkrodeo.com.
Great, and this 303-373-2346.
That is the main rodeo phone number, and you can reach us or the sponsors through there. Once again, this is one of the most enjoyable and exciting events that you will be, and talk about the kids, the fun that the kids have.
That they're going to have.
And it's not even an expensive night to bring out the children and everything.
We have it
early enough to where you can get them home in bed and ready for school the next day.
I don't think the kids like hearing that for you to say that. They don't want to be, what? Yeah. I still have to go to bed early? Okay. But
we also have gold buckle tickets as well, which would be the 50-yard line, so to speak.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right down on floor level and things like that, so you can get close and personal.
Up close? All right.
Up close and personal.
But really, at the National Western, there's not a bad seat in the
there's
house.
There's not, because I was there 2 years ago, and I'm like, so no.
And I'd like to add it is truly a family event.
Hmm.
And in our community and in all communities, at this time in our lives, with everything that's going on politically,
yes,
families need to come together, communities need to come together and support one another. Okay, because we have more in common than we have apart. And people need to realize that. And, with all the venom that's out there today separating us, we need to come together as a community. And I welcome, I have a lot of my white cowboy friends come. This is an opportunity, particularly for this gentleman, Martin Luther King Jr., which he strived to bring all people together. This is an opportunity to show our true colors here in Colorado, because we have the largest Martin Luther King celebration in the nation, and we need to come together and support this rodeo in his honor.
Great. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate it. And once again, if you're stopping to get tickets, make sure you specify that you are going to the MLK Rodeo of Champions. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
At King Supers.
At King Supers. When you go to the King Supers location. Thank you very much, Dr. Howard. Cowboy Maurice Wade, thank you so much. Good luck out there doing your calf roping and lady roping as well. So.